This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday, with Barrett telling senators that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and to Congress. Barrett said in her opening statement that she laid out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it is not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. Democrats who are in the minority in the Senate plan to sharply question Barrett about her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act was wrongly decided. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, is a national health care law affecting millions of Americans. The court is considering a new challenge to the law on November 10th. By that time, Barrett could be a justice on the nine-member court, deciding whether or not to allow the law to remain in place. Early voting in the United States presidential election in the southern state of Georgia was stalled for a couple of hours on Monday while electronic poll books were fixed. Hundreds of voters showed up on the state's first day of early balloting, 3 weeks ahead of the national election day on November 3rd. Among other things, voters will be choosing whether to give Republican President Donald Trump 4 more years in office or hand the post to his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Early voting has now started in 40 of the 50 U.S. states. Election officials say more than 7.3 million people have cast ballots, an indication of widespread interest in the presidential race. Many voting early, both online and in person, are hoping to avoid long lines at the polls and possible exposure to the coronavirus. Mr. Biden has endorsed early voting, while the president has offered a mixed view. VOA News.